Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the greatest bank park in the world, the Parkway Bank Park in Rosemont, Illinois! Oh my goodness, what day is it? It's Saturday. No. Yes. People in the audience are already yelling out answers. It's Saturday, May 6th, 2023, and we are back here again at Zany's at the Rosemont, Illinois, which I like to call O'Hare Adjacent. Anybody flying out right after the show? Or fly in right before? That's what I'm going to do someday. I'm going to land over there, take a cab here, do the show, go back, fly out. That'd be exciting. Maybe next year. Because for some crazy reason, I mean, I know why. It's because I'm silly. Many years ago, I did a show here on Cinco de Mayo and then went to Adobe Gila's across the way for, you know, the big celebration they do over there. And then I was just like, this is so fun to be like, you know, there's this big Cinco de Mayo celebration right near where my show was. Some of the people that saw my show, they go over there. So it just became a thing that I perform here. I do a show every Cinco de Mayo. So yesterday we did like a happy hour stand-up show. Some of you were here. And so next year, because of leap year, Cinco de Mayo is going to fall on a Sunday. So that's what I think is going to happen, is that we'll do a 420 Sunday. You're all looking at me like, Doug, do the show that you're going to do now. Why are you so high that all you can think about is 2024? All right, anyway, I'm probably stalling because I'm about to get to everybody's favorite part of the show. It's time for Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs.
Settle down. I gotta do my plugs. I'm doing my annual Mother's Day show. That's another weird one. I just started doing Mother's Day shows at Comedy Works in downtown Denver, Colorado, 1 year, and then we've just been doing it every year since. So that's this year on May 14th at 4:20. I'm doing stand-up at a club called Magoobies outside of Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland on Tuesday, May 16th. And Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday, May 17th. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Oh! Wallet! Shh! Ted Danson?
That was amazing. I'm telling you, I'm gonna run a contest. Like at the end of the year of doing Doug Loves Movies out on the road, I'm going to tell which club, which city did the best at that stuff. And so far, Rosemont is winning. And how much credit should I give Rosemont? Applaud if you live in Rosemont. I mean, it is mostly hotels and entertainment complexes and theaters and stuff, so. But holy shit, can you believe they have a dispensary here now? You walk out this door here, there's a dispensary right there. That is amazing. With signs all over it saying, don't consume it around here. And I'm like, you don't tell me where I can eat a gummy, motherfucker. So who here tonight, go ahead and confess, if you had some gummies that you got from that place before the show? Yeah. You did? It's called Verilife, which I don't understand that. When you walk by, it's like, what is that? Like some sort of health food drink or something? Verilife, but they're verifying your life with cannabis. You ready for me to get our guests out here? So excited for these three. Please give it up for Karina Magyar, Jeff Tate, and Troy Tate. You could have waited until I introduced him individually. I knew you'd fuck up at some point today. That was rude to the other guests, especially one of them's even his brother. Yeah, but let's meet them all individually and give them all an individual round of applause, starting with Austin comic, now Chicago comic, Karina Magyar is here, everybody.
Thank you.
You absolutely killed it on the stand-up show yesterday. Thanks. Thank you for doing that. And I'd like you to have this honorary plaque.
Thank you. Do I actually have to show my Tito's? Or can I keep them?
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's a picture of a cat holding a bottle of Tito's. It says, show me your Tito's.
Yes.
But it's a cat that wants to see breasts.
That's right. And it's bribing with vodka.
And some vodka,
which does work.
But where'd that go? Where'd it go?
No, it's right here.
I didn't really give it to you. I mean, I handed it to you. Karina, would you like to keep this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to repeat.
I was going to put it in the prize bag, but...
No, put it in the prize bag.
No, there's so many prizes.
You're right.
Yeah. See, it's going to a home where somebody's going to care for it and love it. Yeah. That weird sign has a forever home.
I'm so...
Until Karina has a yard sale.
Tomorrow.
I could just see the haggling. Hey, I'll give you 15 cents. It's a quarter.
Yeah. All you got to do is show me your Tito's.
Yes. Then it's free.
Yeah.
Also joining us today... is Cincinnati comic, now Portland comic, Jeff Tate, everybody. Yeah. do the same thing for his brother. Although I guess Troy could just hang out and just take it in. Like, he could just say to himself, it's for me also. Because I am a Tate. Give it up for Troy Tate, everybody.
Yeah.
Tate.
I like it. A little of both.
That was really fun. How's it going, Troy?
It's going excellent.
Is your microphone? Is his mic could use maybe a little more juice, a little more heat?
Is that better?
That sounds pretty
good. Everybody got it?
I think so. You know, comedians, we're all used to yelling into microphones, but you're I almost said you're a regular person.
I'm just here to talk.
Yeah,
I'm just
but you're here. You're Jeff's brother, and that's how you ended up being on the show because we've met, and I enjoy your company. And,
exactly.
And so you've been on a few times in various cities and over Zoom, and so thank you for coming out here today. A couple of times ago when I performed here, Jeff was one of the guests, and it was just coming out of the pandemic. I was like, I'll just have two guests, and I'll have it be Jeff's brother, Troy, and they'll go head-to-head against each other. It'll be really exciting. And then when I told Jeff about it, the idea, I phrased it like this. Hey, Troy can come, too, if he's, you know, if he's available. Or not, I probably just said, hey, Troy can come, too. And then Jeff was like, oh, yeah, Troy, in his head, was like, yeah, Troy would come if he could. And then we didn't discuss it any further. So go back and listen to it, or I'm sure some of you were here for it. There's an episode where Jeff is the only guest.
That is exactly what happened, too.
Yeah. He's the only guest, and we just had audience members come up one at a time and compete against him, and it was super fun.
Sorry, I couldn't make it, Doug. But glad
no,
to be,
Troy,
glad
I'm trying to say it was a better show because...
Oh. Oh, okay. I did listen to it. I remember it. So.
Right? You were probably sitting there going, I would have fucking known that answer.
Right? I know where the bar is, okay?
Yeah.
I'm glad to
Amazing.
Be here.
Well, yes. Thank you so much for genuinely making it out this time. The invitation made it to you. You know, at first I was suspicious that Jeff didn't want to lose to you. So he was like, yeah, I'll tell him about it.
I'm definitely due for one, so...
Yeah, you've been on three times.
Uh-huh. And all three losses, so.
Troy really wants to walk away a winner.
Overdue.
So if you have a name tag out there, you know, hope that he picks you, because he's really got the eye of the tiger. He's really, yeah. Also, I can't even see Jeff over there. If we lean out, it ruins people in the audience on the sides. It ruins their view. Okay, so before we play games today, I like to do a thing that I call Recommendation Nation, where that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie, and then I pit those movies against each other on Twitter, Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, and people vote, and usually one movie wins in a landslide. Because somebody will recommend a, you know, already known popular movie. But the idea is to get out some stuff that people might not have seen. And also, I pick different categories. And since 2 days ago was, May the 4th be with you, a.k.a. Star Wars Day. And Carrie Fisher finally got a star in the Walk of Fame. Yeah. Mark Hamill was like, what the fuck was the holdup? You know, him and Harrison Ford have probably had their own for years. But anyway, my point is that I would like each of you to recommend a space movie.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't have to be like action-y like Star Wars, but it can be. It just has to be, just has to have space in it. And it can't be, it can be Spaceballs, but also... Are you a guest on the show? This, just please don't. Oh, it's her birthday? Okay.
Oh,
well, let me
no.
just get this out of the way. Happy birthday, and please be quiet. Have the most quiet birthday you possibly can. Because what this is it's a game show, and the impulse to yell out the answers might strike you. since you've already yelled out the name of a movie, so just be careful. I mean, I can't stand at the front door and insist everybody knows the podcast. In fact, a lot of you are probably here with somebody who listens to it, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But my boyfriend or girlfriend likes it, so we're here. All right, so Karina, do you have a space movie? And you can say Spaceballs. You know, that's not a terrible suggestion.
Well, it is my birthday. So, thank you. I hate space.
Right?
No, like...
It is kind of... I find it to be a boring genre. Like, I think people in space, good for them, you know, it does seem scary for them, but I can't relate to it.
It doesn't want you.
You know? Yeah. We should stay here where we were started.
Exactly. I'm into consensual relationships with planets. And so, yeah. But I'm going to go with one that I showed to my children, and I was showing it to them to engender a love of science in them. They're my daughters. I want them to be into STEM or whatever.
Yeah.
So I showed them The Martian.
Okay.
Yeah, which is an excellent movie.
Right, but now the kids are out back harvesting their own shit?
No, they hate... They hated the science.
Right, which is the most interesting part of that movie. The rest of it's just a guy, he's not even as interesting as Marvin the Martian.
No, they hated this, like, they were like, oh God, more science. But they both love math now because they think that being good at math is just like popping up out of a nap and having the answer. So they really like Donald Glover.
Okay.
So yeah, just watch it for the Donald Glover cameo.
Okay. The Martian. Jeff?
Okay, I'm going to say... I'm trying to... I want to use one that I don't think a lot of people have seen.
Right.
Because everyone knows, like, the big ones.
Sure.
So I'm going to say... and it's not even that good. But it's pretty good. Right? Y'all know
pretty
me.
Good.
You've heard me on this before, right? Like... I'm not saying this thing was snubbed at the Oscars, but it's a fun 90 minutes. It's called Outland.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
With Sean Connery.
Sean Connery and the lady that played Cliff's mom on Cheers. Yeah.
Frances Sternhagen.
Yeah, Frances Sternhagen.
It's true.
Yeah, and it's in space, so it fits the category. Yeah.
You ever see Dante's Peak?
Yeah.
Yeah, that same lady, Frances Sternhagen, has one of the most horrifying movie deaths in history because she's like the grandmother and the boat's going to sink into the lava. They got to cut weight, so she gets out of the boat and just jumps into the hot lava.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. I don't know the exact specifics because I found it so traumatizing. Because growing up, she was the lady. She was in TV commercials where she'd dunk a piece of chalk in some green liquid and then snap it in half. I don't even know what the product was.
I imagine...
It was like for toothpaste or something, or mouthwash, I think.
Really? It wasn't for chalk or liquid? It wasn't for what
it was?
It wasn't,
no, it was just to show you what it would do to your teeth, I think. I think the chalk was supposed to be your teeth, and the liquid was the mouthwash. Maybe, I don't know. I just know her name is Frances Sternhagen. She's one of those actresses that like Wilford Brimley, an actor who just like started out playing old people. Like was her first role at age 24 was granny in something. But back to Outland. Outland is like a high-tech like space station that the thing that stood out to me about that movie is has one of the most exciting foot chases in film.
Yeah.
Around the fucking spaceship or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Outside of it.
Yeah, they're just running around all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the foot chase in Point Break, but it's inside this it's part of this space thing. And, you know, it's got, you know, once you have Sean Connery in space, the laughs never stop.
No.
Because he's like, let's put this bitch into hyperdrive.
It's very funny. I don't know if I made it clear, but it's very funny.
Is it really?
No.
I didn't think so. I didn't remember it being funny. If it was funny, it would have been called outlandish. All right, Troy, what's your... That joke was way better than it got. I think that we had been talking about Outland for so long, people forgot that it's called Outland, which is an important part for that joke to work. All right, Troy, what do you got, buddy?
All right, I'm gonna go with a medium one here.
Okay.
It's not a big one, but it's not Outland.
What are you, the Three Bears with this shit?
I've seen Outland, and my problem with it is too much science for me.
Oh, yeah. So, I bet.
And I haven't seen The Martian, but I'm going to choose Galaxy Quest.
Nice.
A movie that
now we're talking. That's going to win hands down.
Maybe somebody hasn't seen it, though, so this is...
It's
this is
like,
a reminder.
Yeah, bullshit is right if you haven't seen it. Go ahead and never watch another movie again if you have not bothered to see Galaxy Quest. But it is fantastic from the second person on the list of the cast all the way down. Is right. All actors that, like, that was one of their first things that, you know, that you saw them in, and then you love seeing them ever since. Even people like Missy Pyle is one of the weird robot people. Rainn Wilson's in it briefly as a robot man. Robot man. They're from space.
Alien. Aliens.
They're aliens.
Daryl Chill Mitchell. He yeah. always yeah. shines yeah. In small
you,
roles.
It's everything, but you just have to get past that it stars Tim Allen. But he's great in the role. I mean, he nails it. He's really good in the movie, but, you know, some people are a little over Tim Allen. But what are you going to do? You know, at least he didn't work in that grunting bit, you know, into Galaxy Quest. But what a fun movie. Excellent choice, Troy.
Thanks, Doug.
My other guests are dismissed. Well, that was great recommendations, and we're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back! We picked out some name tags, and I got a lot of lovely prizes we're going to give away in my Broadway Cruise bag that's got a book and a bunch of other stuff. The one thing I wanted to mention, though, is the rolling tray from Hemper, because they always send me nice stuff. All right, so here's who they're playing for today. Karina's playing for The Adventures of Sharon Munchausen, and Jeff is playing for Hob Roblin, and because that dude's name is Hob, and Troy's playing for The Secret Life of Walter Matty, because Matt cleverly changed Mitty to Matty. Are the house lights still up, or am I just, do I need to take my glaucoma medicine? Okay. Gotta get over to Verilife over there. get my medicine. For the listeners, in case I haven't mentioned it on the actual show, there's a dispensary now in the Parkway Bank Park, so this place just became more perfect. It's got everything a person can eat. Oh, also ate today at the new pizza place. Used to be the Hofbräu, and now it's a pizza place called Crust. Something else, some other word. Crust. Crust Brewing. They have great pizza, great beer, too. So if you're coming to a show at Zany's, I mean, there's lots of choices here, but I recommend that one. All right. We established who everybody's playing for, so let's play some games. This first game is a favorite of mine that we created over the years down in Austin, Texas. So it's got a couple people's names attached to it who were involved in the creation. It's something that's now called Alex's and Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Here's how it works. I will tell you the four movies that are listed on an actor or actress's IMDb page. They have a most known four, and then four movies are selected, sometimes by the IMDb algorithm, sometimes by the actors themselves or their publicists or representatives, because they get IMDb Pro, and then you can change yours. I don't have that, so the four they picked for me, I'm stuck with. But as long as Lego Batman is in there, I'm pretty happy. So so I will list the four movies, starting, you know, in order. The first one I think is what they're saying is the one they're most known for, but I don't know if it's necessarily the order is that important. But I'll name the four movies in order. At any point, you buzz in by saying your own name as soon as you think you know what actor or actress it is. But here is the extra tricky part, is that if you guess wrong, there's an actual negative point comes with it. So some people, you know, will take a chance and go for it, and others won't. But the idea is, when you hear just that first title, it's anybody. It could be anybody that's in that movie. So unless you have some sort of instinct or gut feeling, or you think you know me so well, which that happens sometimes. But that you just have to wait for the second. Usually the second title should give you a pretty strong indication of who it is. And again, nobody in the audience participate in this, please. All right, here's the first round. Like I said, buzz in with your own name. Some people forget to do that and they just blurt out the person they think it is. The first title is A Star is Born. Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to take a risk on that, right? The second title should help you out a lot. Silver Linings Playbook.
Jeff? It's Bradley Cooper.
It's Bradley Coops, that's correct. Here's another twist, and Jeff already knew about this. Two more points if Jeff Tate can name the remaining two names, two titles in Bradley Cooper's, I mean, you get a point for each one you get right, but name two movies, and I'll tell you if either or both or neither made the cut.
Okay, American Hustle and The Hangover.
Oh, okay. Hangover started off a super big trilogy. And what was the other one you said? American Hustle?
American Hustle.
Third, they went with American Sniper. Oh. Too bad I'm not giving out half points for the word American. And then for the fourth movie, they did go with American Hustle. So Jeff gets another point. Jeff's got 2 points. Here we go. Still anybody's game. Oh, also, if you are interested in the Kentucky Derby today, the race is going to be run before the show is over, so I'm sorry you missed it. It's like at 5:57 Central Time is where the race is, and this show ends at 6.
All
But I'm guessing most of you are just hearing about the Kentucky Derby being today for the first time. I'm glad it really isn't in all of America's consciousness. I don't see any silly hats. Well, there's one. Okay. Here's round two. The first film is called Guardians of the Galaxy. All right, Jeff, settle down. The second title is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The third title, Riddick.
Oh, Karina. Vin
yes.
Diesel.
Yes, Karina?
Vin Diesel.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
But
I know, right?
But it's
my
what
birthday. What kind of fucked up game? All right, so we got the first two Guardians and Riddick, and here's the fourth title that only Jeff or Troy can play, whoever comes in quickest and hottest. Blade Runner 2049. And of course, if neither of you know it, we'll just move on.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff's going for it.
I'm going to guess Dave Bautista.
That is correct! Isn't that wild that his first three movies all also have Vin Diesel? Yeah. Total trap I set for you.
Damn.
Sorry I did that. Jeff squeaked that one out, so he's got 1 point for that. He doesn't get to name anymore because there aren't any more. Here's the third round. It starts with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which volume?
The second film. Get ready. This should give it away. Avatar.
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
Zoe Saldana.
That is correct. Jeff, you're running away with this shit. I don't even want to give you the chance for bonus points, but if you name two more Zoe Saldana movies.
Star Trek and Columbiana.
The third one was indeed Star Trek, so that's another point. But they didn't go Columbiana. They got On the Case because it's her current movie that's out called Avatar: The Way of Water, which is how that's how I asked for my ticket when I went to see it. I'd like one for Avatar: The Way of Water, please.
Has there ever been a movie that made that much money that nobody has ever mentioned in public?
I do not know where the Avatar heads are at. Like, nobody I know is still into Avatar. And when the first Avatar came out, I made jokes about it. I didn't really like it that much. And, on Twitter and on Douglas Movies, people get so mad at me. They were so into the first Avatar, and now they're quietly into it. Because nobody says anything to me when I say something bad about it. All right, Jeff, we're going to do the fourth round, even though it's impossible for anybody to catch up at this point. The first film, of course, is Guardians of the Galaxy. Volume 2. We're starting with 2. Whoever this is thinks 2 is important to start with. And then their second movie is Guardians of the Galaxy. Little switcheroo there. The third film is The Suicide Squad.
Oh, Karina.
The Suicide Squad. Yes, Karina?
Sean Gunn?
Sean Gunn is correct! Yay. Karina is on the board. What do you think is the fourth? Just for the fun of it, what do you think the fourth one is?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I didn't see a Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 for anybody who's in it as of this date. Like, I don't know how long it takes for that to kick in, but it hasn't happened yet. And so instead, because this will probably get knocked off when it gets in there, is Avengers Infinity War, because he's... credited for that because he was the on-set rocket. He would stand around and say Rocket's lines.
What?
And so that's in his best known for. We love Sean Gunn and all the guns on this show, and I'm looking forward to him having a real credit in there. And I have seen the new Guardians, and he's great in it, so there you go. Congratulations, Jeff, you won that game.
I really wish I was a team.
It really is. It's like you're playing you're not at the home field or something. Like you're the away team.
Does it help if I chanting. Mention that before I transitioned, I did look like this? So I belong.
Just for anybody who's sitting there curious, here's Vin Diesel's top four. It starts with Guardians of the Galaxy, because he is Groot. And then Triple X is next, followed by The Fast and the Furious, the first one. And then this seems random, Furious 7. Like maybe it's the one where he's the most dramatic or something. Maybe it's the one where he says the word family the most. But now they're doing, 10's gonna come out any day now this summer, and then and they're already decided to go ahead and make an 11th one. So keep brushing up on your Fast and Furious trivia if you wanna do good on Doug Loves Movies. This next game, Jeff gets to go first. That's all he won, was getting to go first in the next game. It's the final game that's really gonna make a difference and matter. But the second game today, I'm so excited for this because it's a new game. And it's called Arms, Legs, Pants. Yeah, that's a lot of faith in me that this is a good game, because I just said it was new, and then you went crazy for it. I'll name a movie, and then the challenge for my guests is to tell me if that movie features Ana de Armas, John Leguizamo, or Joe Pantoliano. Okay, so you figured out, you knew what it was immediately. That's why you liked it the first time you heard it. You're like, arms, legs, pants, I know what this is. So since Jeff won that last game, he gets to go first. We'll start with Jeff. I'll ask you, Jeff. I'll tell you the name of a movie. An actual movie that apparently exists, according to the internet. Because I'm not going to name their most famous movies. This can't be easy. And then I'll name the movie, then you tell me arms, legs, or pants. And if you get it wrong, Jeff, then it goes to Troy, and he only has to choose between two, so it's 50-50 guess. And if he misses it, then Karina gets a free point. You got to remember what they were saying. You know, you don't get the point if you're dumb like Trey Gallion. Just to use one past example. The only one. All right, so... and then whenever somebody gets one right, they get a point, and then the next person in line gets to go first on the next one. You ready, Jeff?
Ready.
All right, here we go. This movie is called Sex, Party, and Lies. And there's a comma between sex and party, if that helps you. Well, it's not sex party and lies. It's sex, party, and lives. Who do you think? Arms, legs, pants.
I'm going to say legs.
You are?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
All right. See you later. All right, Troy, what do you think of the remaining two?
I'm going to go arms. Ana de Armas.
You're saying arms?
I'm saying arms.
Arms is the correct answer.
Yes. Tate.
From 2009, back when she was not doing English-speaking films, So I'm assuming that weird title is a bad translation.
In the original language, it was called Show Me Your Titos.
All right. Who got that one? Oh,
I got it.
Troy got it. Troy's on the board, everybody. That is very sweet. I'm worried they're not going to ever chant Karina because it's too many syllables. It's too much work.
Karina, all right. Karina.
It just doesn't work.
Well, no chant sounds right if it's just one person. It's less of a chant and more of a, I think he had a stroke.
Yeah.
Sounded like he's trying to get a waiter's attention at Olive Garden.
All right, Karina, here's your shot. You get first shot at this one. Who do you think? Right, you're next.
Okay. Yep.
next person after the point winner gets to go.
Okay.
So arms, legs, or pants. The film is called Blind Alley.
Blind Alley?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a pants film.
You think?
Yeah, it sounds like older.
Sounds like it would be like, where are my pants?
Yeah, exactly.
How did I can't see shit in this alley.
Right.
That's incorrect. Jeff.
I'm going to go with legs. I'm a legs man.
I mean, you can't ever go wrong with legs. Just ask ZZ Top. Hey, you guys should start a cover band, ZZ Tate.
That's my favorite one.
Legs is incorrect. Yeah, that's another Arms. That's the Ana de Armas movie.
All right, this one's for Trey. Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
I just assumed you were going to say it right, so that's why I got ahead of everybody. Troy's killing it. 2 points. But it's just, you know, it's another game. Doesn't really, it's no pressure. Karina.
Yeah.
A motion picture called Hands of Stone.
Hands of Stone. This wasn't the subtitle for Basic Instinct 2. Hands of Stone. Hands of Stone. That really sounds like a Joey Pantoliano movie. I'm going to go pants
You're
again.
You're going Joey Pants?
I'm going pants again, yeah. Ah,
damn it, it's not pants. No pants for you. I'm the pants Nazi. All right, Jeff.
I'm in a real bind here.
Why?
Because I've already said legs twice. And so if I don't say legs this time and it's right, that's like the worst possible outcome. So, you know what? I'm going to say legs. Yeah. Hands of Stone, legs has got to be in Hands of Stone.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck. I forgot where hands are. Mm-hmm. On your body. Hands are at the end of your arms. I fucked it up.
Yeah, he was in the sequel, Knees of Stone. Do you want to say it, Troy? Put us out of our misery.
Arms.
Arms is correct.
That's where hands go.
That was was a boxing movie from 2016 that had a few known actors in it. Like, it's a little bit more of a prominent title. I thought one of you might have just known that she was in it. But
me, I did. On. I knew it the whole time, Doug. Hands was my tip off.
Well, let's see what Karina makes of this next one. The Informer.
Yeah. Okay, so even if I know the answer, game theory dictates that if I say pants, then Jeff is fucked.
Good old zipless fuck.
So, what's the name of the movie again? The Informer?
The Informer.
Oh, that's definitely pants.
That's incorrect. Now what does Jeff do?
You could jam me up and say pants again. For Trey.
Yeah, well,
that's
what if
interesting
I...
strategy.
I got a few points to play with, so I'll help you out.
You know what? I'm gonna say legs. It's gotta be legs.
That's incorrect. Troy, any idea?
I'm gonna have to go with arms.
Arbus is correct. That one was from 2019. Okay, Karina?
We all win. Okay, yeah.
Which one of them is in something called Street Hunter? Which sounds like someone who's trying to find a specific street. I'm gonna track it, I'm gonna find it, I'm gonna go stand on it.
All right, so Anna de Armas is like 18, right? Or something, she's really
she's
young.
She's pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't make movies called Street Hunter in the 21st century. I'm gonna stand by that.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it.
So I'm just really trying to justify saying pants again, and I'm going to do it. Street Hunter is a Joey Pantoliano movie.
It is not.
Oh!
God damn it, Jeff, she took your pants.
She took my pants.
Yeah, so what do you want to go with?
Say it, bro. I think you'll get it this time.
All this movie is legs for sure.
You're going legs?
I'm going legs.
Legs is correct! Oh!
Take.
At first I thought you were really chanting legs. I was so excited that legs was getting a chant. All right.
That felt like that's the closest my life is ever gonna come to the end of Tin Cup. Where it just keeps biffing the shot and then finally makes it. Like, you lost, but everyone's still like, oh, finally. Yeah.
All right, so Troy's first on this next one.
There's still another one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I wrote them down. Might as well do them. But yeah, you're going to win, Troy. I wish there were negative points.
I was just hoping I didn't have to choose from three answers. That's like knowing something.
We picked our answers on the first round and have stuck to them.
It's like you've never heard this show before. Okay. Troy, the motion picture is A Brother's Kiss.
Oh, this is gotta be nothing but the pants.
Right? You'd think that Joey Pants would be in the Brothers Kiss. But he's not.
Oh, no.
Karina.
Okay. Well, there's an obvious answer. I just, oh, man. Okay, a Brothers Kiss starring John Leguizamo.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm
going. I mean, I like the logic there, because if there's a movie with Ana de Armas called A Brother's Kiss, that sounds like some crazy incest shit.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, whereas anybody can kiss. Johnny Legs is correct!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
After all these years, I'm finally learning that people chant Tate because it's one syllable. It's just convenient. Okay, all right, so I got one left. And everybody's on the board, so that's exciting. Jeff, you get to go first on this one. Arms, Legs, or Pants, a motion picture called Zandali. You heard me, Zandali. For those in the
I'm
back,
gonna say
Zandali.
Legs. I'm gonna dance with Who Brought Me. Legs.
Incorrect. Troy, for the game that you've already won.
Joey Pants.
That is correct. It's Joey Pants. Everybody dance. And this surprised me. This movie, Zandali, stars Nicolas Cage.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, is this a made-up movie? From 1991.
Wow.
So, yeah, Zandali. I don't know if Nick plays Zandali. Maybe it's just a ripoff of Zoolander, maybe? That was after 91, I think. Anyway, congratulations, Troy. You won that game.
All right.
But you still got more hill to climb because we've got one more game that determines it all, and we'll play that right after this break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! And since he won our last game, that means that Troy gets to go first in something that I call Super Last Person Standing. Now, last man standing, then last person standing has always been a game where I select, like an audience member will help pick, like one actor or actress, and then I like to play along, so we all take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But now that it's Super IMDb, we do multiple actors. So they're going to get three names today that we're gonna do the all, and it doesn't make it that much easier when you have three names, but it does make it easier, especially if any of them are a big star that have a shit ton of movies. So today I thought it'd be a fun way to do this would be to throw it back on the people whose name tags that you chose to guess who they think they'd be helping you out by picking, like, so they can strategically either pick somebody they think the other contestants won't know or somebody that the person that's playing for them might know a lot about. But of course, how much do you really know about anybody up here. Other than you enjoy chanting their names. So let's start with, since Troy's going to be going first on this one, let's start with Troy, and let's go to Troy's
Maddie
person. Now, also, here's another wrinkle to keep in mind, Maddie, is that whatever you pick may come back at you, because each of my guests can use the person they're playing for as a lifeline one time during the game. They can say, help me out, and you can tell them one title. So it'd be helpful if you're very familiar with that person's films as well. What do you think, Maddie?
Let's go with Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. I like it. It's in theme with your Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It's coming together nicely. Do you like that pick, Troy?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to, this is the order we're going to play in. Jeff is next. Jeff. I mean, Jeff's... I don't want Jeff to say anything. You be quiet, Jeff. Hob Roblin.
Burt Reynolds.
I was just making fun of Burt Reynolds' laugh today, because the movie he's in called I'm Not Gonna Say It. But, like, every movie he's in, he laughs at some point, it seems. He's really got that signature laugh. Or he's, you know, chewing gum like Norm McDonald, like Norm McDonald on SNL. Okay. Okay. That's a great one. All right. So, Burt Reynolds. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
I like it.
Okay, good. I mean, so many movies, it's crazy. All right, and Karina's name tag person is, what was it again? Sharon. Sharon Munchausen.
Yeah, not Joey Pantoliano.
I think that was already obvious. Who do you think, Sharon?
I'm gonna go
Tommy Hanks.
Tommy Hanks? Oh, okay.
Is that like Chet Hanks' little brother?
You said Tom though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it sounded like Tommy to me. I really thought you were like that casual,
no,
like that tight with him. Tommy Hanks.
Tommy Hanks.
Let's do Tommy Hanks.
We go back a long way.
Yeah, yeah. You hang out with him, Harry Ford. Seb Bach. All right, so...
Wait, what? That was your second example? Sebastian Bach was the second name you can think of?
I was just trying to go for names you never hear a person called. I've never heard him go, I've never heard him say Seb. Or anybody say Seb to him, I should say.
Oh, my God.
Just like Tommy and Harry, those other examples we were having so much fun with before. Okay, 15 minutes. Here we go. So these are a lot of titles.
So we can use titles from intense. Anybody's name or just our person's name?
No, you can. Everybody's open to everybody, and okay. I'm going to play two. So
okay,
I'll just choose randomly which ones I want, you know, whichever ones I can remember, I guess. So... Troy, start us off with naming a film that's got, could even be a voice in a film, just if somebody's credited as being in a motion picture, it counts. What do you think?
I'll go with Zoolander.
Might as well, right?
It. Yeah. It's fresh in the brain.
I like it. Jeff?
Gator.
I just watched Gator the other day on TV, and then even watched a few minutes of the one that came before it, White Lightning.
White Lightning.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Oh,
well, I guess I'll also do a Burt Reynolds classic with Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great in that.
All right, I'll say Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay. This is opening up some possibilities.
Deliverance.
like Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Okay. Cannonball Run.
Uh-huh. Mm.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay, Jeff. Ben Stiller, yeah.
City Heat.
I'm just trying to think of Burt Reynolds movies.
And you couldn't think of Cannonball Run 2?
I can never... I couldn't remember what, like, if it was a part two or if, like...
Right, with yeah. Either, we either do need exact titles, so that does... That is a bit of a quicksand you might step into if you try those, but... Yeah. Karina?
Tropic Thunder.
Wait, did I go?
Yeah, you said Cannonball Run 2. Oh.
I want to say it again. All right, Troy.
Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
Apollo 13.
This is an easy one, Apollo 14. No, I'm gonna pick up another thing that just got left there. Nobody bothered with it. Zoolander 2.
Catch Me If You Can.
Challenge accepted.
Castaway.
Yeah, two words.
Is it two?
I said, because he was cast away. You know, his wife. You get it.
I said it right, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't say castaway. You said cast away.
All right.
They should have made a sequel to that with all the people who are waiting for their packages.
Some girl crying about her ice skates.
Yeah, I had to quit the team.
I was going to give that volleyball a name.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan 2. No, I'll change mine to a correct answer. Big.
Dodgeball.
Full title.
An Underdog Story.
Yeah.
I think it's a true underdog story, but close enough. Troy?
Toy Story.
Oh, shit.
Toy Story 2.
Cars. Because there's a talking Woody doll in Cars.
Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm. Toy Story 4.
The Burbs.
Yeah. Joe versus the Volcano.
Sleepless in Seattle.
You've got mail.
Bridge of Spies.
The Man with One Red Shoe.
The Passenger.
A League of Their Own.
Volunteers.
Splash.
Meet the Fockers.
Oh, okay. This gets interesting.
Meet the Parents.
The Bonfire of the Vanities.
You could just say the words Little Fockers?
Nope. I have dignity. And not even a lot. That's how bad I think that title is.
No, you really do have that big dignity energy. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Me? Okay. I thought it might be because nothing was happening.
You said one, though.
You said Little Fockers.
Oh, I did say Little Fockers, So it is you, Karina.
Okay. Turner and Hooch.
Yes.
Starsky and Hutch.
Let's do all the ampersand movies.
Jeff's trying to think of one now.
So hard to think of one.
Yes.
What's an ampersand? hang on, I got it. I fucking know it. Oh, I got one. Wait. No, I do have one. Ha, I got one. I got one. Cop and a half.
Hooper.
Dragnet.
Oh.
Bachelor party.
Stick. That's a Burt Reynolds movie. Yeah. I didn't name it.
It sure is. It sure is. Here's another one. Sharky's Machine.
The Longest Yard.
Yeah. Both of them.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Wait a second. What just happened?
Thanks,
I can't
Maddie.
Believe we waited that long on that one.
Reality Bites.
It sure does. Oh, yeah. Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Been said.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. You could say ones that have been said before. You just can't. It just doesn't count. You still got it. Your mind still has to come up with something real obscure like Duplex.
Yes. Splash.
Oh, said already.
Oh yeah, I did say Splash.
Oh, you said Splash?
Yeah, when you said it, it sounded new. But I did do
all
that.
Right,
one,
all right, all right, all right, all right. The did. Money Pit.
Yes.
I was gonna say the Money Pit. Oh. Mm. Oh, the Terminal.
Thank you very much.
Keeping the faith. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's nice. Right, but I'm not happy about it.
Oh, Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Night at the Museum.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Fuck. Envy. Yeah.
Here's an obscure Ben Stiller one, like before people knew he was Ben, you know, knew him. He was in a movie with Andrew McCarthy called Fresh Horses.
Oh, damn.
And Molly Ringwald.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Da Vinci.
I just make shit up at this point.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yes. Yes. Da Vinci.
Da Vinci Code.
Some people are really hung on that. People are really looking around going, man, I don't think that's right.
Yeah. It's a movie about Seb Bach.
Troy?
All right.
You want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah, Maddie, what do you got for me?
Mystery Men. Mystery
God. Man. I'm melting up here, Maddie. How did I not think of that? All right. Thanks, Maddie.
Yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia. Oh. Yeah.
Right. I'm just always so impressed with Jeff and... I am, Jeff. I really like that thing you do. If I win, I just keep the prize bag.
I'll pull a belated ampersand. Angels and Demons.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what was next after Da Vinci. Troy?
The Green Mile.
Yes. Very good.
Oh, damn. Green Mile, huh?
Damn.
How am I running out of fucking?
That's crazy.
Let me get that lifeline.
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, said right. With such authority.
Yeah.
The best little whorehouse in Texas. Ask for it by name.
That's a good one. Holy shit. All right. One of the classic bombs of all time, a musical that everybody hated that Burt Reynolds was in called At Long Last Love.
I think one of the new classic bombs of all time, because I don't think anybody in here saw it, Otto.
Oh.
It's close.
What's the full title that they want to know?
Otto. A movie you understand from the trailer.
Maybe right, they just make auto the biggest word, but there's like words before auto. So if you don't know them, we've got to pick a different title.
The Secret Life of Walter Otto.
It might as well be, right?
It's so funny. It's like somebody was watched Gran Torino. Was like, let's do this, but no race. Let's make them all white. Like nobody's racist, but it's Gran Torino. No cars, no racism. The Secret Life of Walter Otto.
We don't have time for this.
Sorry. You're out.
Do you got a replacement title, Karina?
Oh, yeah. Polar Express.
Yes. Thanks. I'm going to have nightmares now. The movie's horrifying.
All Troy? Right, is the title There's Something About Mary?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was
what
huge, that's like probably his biggest hit ever. We didn't say that one yet.
You really tiptoed up to the end of it too. That's
yeah.
All right, so Ben Stiller was he's been in a lot of movies, and one of them is called Hot Pursuit.
Yes, correct.
Starring Chicago's own John Cusack.
I wish I could just like look up Tom Hanks movies in my cloud atlas.
If you had that kind of time, you wouldn't be one of the lady killers.
I do declare.
I think he was playing Foghorn Leghorn in that movie.
I think you're right, Doug.
All right, we got a little speed round. Troy?
Striptease.
Jeff?
Fuck.
Is that Burt Reynolds?
Colon, the movie.
I'm starting over.
Ooh, that I was watching that just today, and that's why I was talking about Burt Reynolds' laugh, because that's like a drama, but he still got his laugh in there. At one point, when he took a picture of his girlfriend in the shower with a Polaroid, and then he goes, All right. I'm going to dip it out of interest in time. Karina?
Okay. I'm going to go with the closing of Tommy Hanks' great Foghorn Leghorn trilogy, Elvis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Unrecognizable. That's why I'd never remember he was in it. Yeah. Troy?
All right.
Everyone's losing their lifelines, right?
Yes.
Karina still has one. 5 seconds.
Oh, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Nice.
Without a paddle.
Excellent.
Lifeline?
Lifeline. He knows you're alone?
Oh, he knows you're alone, like Tom Hanks' first movie role, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's
there
good.
You go. Okay. Nice. Tommy. Yeah, Tommy. What do you think, Troy? Troy E. Troy E. You done?
I'm done.
Damn.
Evening Shade, the movie.
Jeff, do you have another one?
Night at the Museum, Battle for the Smithsonian.
Yes. Karina.
Night at the Museum 3: Oh shit.
I think I know what the third one's called, but it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, that Dungeons and Dragons movie that Tom Hanks was in, I can't think of
the name. TV movie, unfortunately.
Fuck, okay, well, there you go, I'm out.
Yeah, I think the third one is called Battle for the Museum. Yeah. Something like that. Something about a battle.
Secret of the Tomb.
Oh, Secret of the Tomb, really? Oh, the second one was Battle for the Smithsonian, yeah. And the third one is Secret of the Tomb. Jeff Tate is our winner! Bob Roblin, come get your bag. Congratulations, dude.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jeff Tate, you get to do your plugs first. What do you want to plug?
Just follow me on Instagram at Jeff Tate, GeoffTate, because there's going to be some news soon. Like, I have a thing that's coming out. It's coming.
Are you pregnant? Are you going to reveal
maybe,
that baby bump?
Maybe. It's a sympathetic 40. I got a sympathetic 40 right here.
Troy Tate, what would you like to promote?
You can follow me on Instagram at Troy Don Tate. Sometimes I make a reel. So look out for that.
And we look forward to having you back on this show sometime. You did a great job. And Karina Magyar, what would you like to promote?
You can subscribe to my daily newsletter, Morning Croissant. Just type Morning Croissant newsletter into Google and see what happens.
All you gotta do is know how to spell croissant. Good fucking luck. Morning Croissant.
Morning.
Regular morning, M-O-R-N, right?
Not that's, yeah. No croissants were killed in the making of my newsletter. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much to all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Troy Tate, Karina Magyar. Thank you to Zanies. Thank you to the Parkway Bank Park. Thank you to Crust Brewing for getting me beer drunk before the show. I'll see you soon, Denver, Baltimore, D.C., L.A., and more. And one more round of applause for this audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. As always, this is Mrs. Norman Maine. Now it's time for Doug to watch another.